This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It is Friday, December 9th, 2016. We're going to be here live for the next 4 hours. I'm your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, broadcasting worldwide. Wow. There is so much to go over today. There is a story that's now come out that I was actually told about years ago and other similar stories. And I asked why Trump wouldn't use it in the campaign. They just said that's not how he operates. But now after the campaign, we learn black homeless woman says Trump allowed her to live in Trump Tower rent free for the last 8 years and even has a room service deliver her food 3 times a day. This is when Trump caught the police throwing her out. She'd been squatting. Now, why is that so interesting? Because I remember years ago hearing these stories about Trump, but never in the news, from individuals. There's a bunch of them. I don't know if it's white guilt or something, but it does tend to be towards black people. That you, almost all the stories are about African Americans, use the politically correct term. But that dovetails with this poor lady that Obama didn't help. She even tried to go to the inauguration. She begged for help. Other people bought into the fact that it was Republican state house members that were in real estate that actually bought her a nice house, just gave her a house to prove, you know, the fact that they're not what Obama claims they are, these big racists. And he's out in the news giving interviews to Fareed Zakaria about how, you know, people in the South are racist. They're not in the North, which is the most twisted, bizarre statement ever. I'm going to say this. I personally have witnessed more systemic open racism when I've been in the North than I've seen in the South. Now, I'm not bashing the North either. It's just that I've heard more open racism by everybody kind of at each other's throats than I've seen the South. Now, is the South more segregated? Certainly. I'm not defending stuff. It's just that it's such big, broad brushstrokes. But this is CNN. This is 8 years ago. Woman who pled to Obama is still struggling. Henrietta Hughes. She's like, we live in the car and we go to the library and try to educate our children, but we sure need a home. The welfare doesn't pay for it. And I've got a job, but then if I claim it, then I won't have enough to even live. And because that's how they want you, having to work and have welfare and then be homeless. He said, we're going to take care of you, man. We're going to take care of you. He didn't take care of her. You can bet your bottom dollar. If Donald Trump tells somebody he's going to take care of them, he does it. This isn't a Donald Trump love fest either. It's just the reality. He's working 18 hours a day. In fact, it's worse than that, or better, depending on how you look at it. He's up working off and on 20 hours a day. He does sleep 4 hours. That's confirmed. 4 hours. Now, it isn't 20 hours of pure work because he stops and does stuff and eats and takes a few breaks here and there and, you know, takes an extra shower or whatever, like anybody would do who's working 20 hours. And sometimes he goes and plays golf back before he ran for office. I've been playing golf now in over a year and a half. But, I mean, think about that juxtaposed to how much Bill Clinton vacationed or George Herbert Walker Bush vacationed or W. Bush vacationed or any of these people. Or Obama, the king of it. It's just night and day. It's action versus talk. A little less talk, a little more action. That gets me the satisfaction. To quote the king. So we're going to play those clips coming up. Meanwhile, CNN spends election cycle calling Trump supporters racist, then gets hit with a class action racism suit. Yeah, not a lot of black faces or brown faces behind the scenes at CNN. So that's some of the news we're going to be covering there today. Now, before we go any further, let me just tell you, that's not even our top story. That is not even our top stories. We have a Democratic congressman on Fox News to Tucker Carlson's face. Tucker is finally blooming, being left alone to be himself. That's why he used to have to play along at CNN, play along at Fox. Never seen the real Tucker. As I've told people you would, it's just very exciting. Ratings are exploding. It's amazing. Oh, a new Patriot show. Top ratings on Fox. The bimbos' ratings are going down. Who wants to watch Skeletor in drag? He calls him a commie agent. on his own show.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at KDArmor.com. CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we don't have any guests until the third hour today, so I intend to open the phones up later in this hour and right through the second hour. And then we have another great host, of course, hosting the fourth hour today. But we're going to have Max Kaiser, who's in town, back in studio with an interesting fellow I've been watching since I was like 10 years old on MTV. Adam Curry is an anti-New World Order guy. I know he has his own popular radio show that's seen resurgence in his popularity since the 80s and 90s. But I've seen this guy host everything from what? Just the MTV News, the Headbangers Ball. So Adam Curry's going to be in studio. He's a fellow Austinite to give his view on the world today. Now, I say this every show, and I'm always mad at the other broadcasts because I never do it. On a good show, I might cover 100 news articles, usually 20 or 30. I've got to cover all this today. There's so much good news. There's so much serious news, so much dangerous news, so much ugly news, but overall, there's a theme of positive things happening and accelerated awakening. So I want to go over a lot of this today. At the bottom of the hour, remember the poor little black lady in Florida saying, I'm homeless, I have a job, but it doesn't pay for me to get a house, so I have welfare, and I'm living out of my car with my kids. Can you help me get a house? He says, oh, we're going to help you. We're going to help you all right. Never helped her. But a Republican state rep did and just bought her a $200,000 house. Just a show. Of course, it is conservatives that are six times more likely to actually give. Liberals just tell you how they give all day. That dovetails with a black homeless woman says Trump allowed her to live in Trump Tower rent-free for 8 years. I've been told about this story and others that Trump acts like this big tough guy on TV and everything, and he is in business against what he sees as big bullies and other aggressive people that try to scam him. But Trump's actually a big softy. Gets tears in his eyes and is just constantly giving away large portions of his fortune directly to poor people. And folks try to get Trump to stop doing it for at least 20 years because word gets out in New York. Let's just say that. So this is why this was not used in the campaign. Trump's big soft side. Let me tell you something, folks. They've got his MO. They've got his psychological profile. That's why they're flipping out scared of him. He wants everybody to be prosperous. But he's so fair-minded that when Chuck Jones, that snot-nosed union head of the steelworkers in Indianapolis, when he only saved 1,080-something of the 1,400 jobs, when that guy couldn't save it and Obama could care less for Carrier, he bitched him out on CNN and said, you lied. You lost 300 jobs. And Trump hit back and said, you didn't even try to keep them. You're the reason everything's fleeing. You ingrate. The media's like, hell, how hateful. That's how a man is supposed to. That's exactly how I would respond. You didn't even care to keep these jobs. Obama didn't lift a finger, made fun of me for a magic wand, and then you say I'm a liar. What the hell's your problem? It's like if you got spoiled kids and you go buy them something really nice and they gripe at you right after they take the tree out for, you know, the new bike out from under the Christmas tree or the train set. This isn't the train set I wanted. Well, sorry, they were out of the one you wanted. This one costs even more money. I mean, it is the entitlement makes me just so angry. And to sit there and watch how they take everything and twist it. And I guess I have kinship with Trump. Because if you're actually in the media or out on the tip of the spear, in the arena, you experience the very same stuff collectively. But, you know, as a libertarian, as a conservative, as a constitutionalist, as a veteran, as a gun owner, you are part of that club, too, of being demonized and attacked. And I say, let's just own it like it's a Medal of Honor. Because these people are despicable, so that's coming up. Now, that's just two of the articles I have. There's hundreds of these things. They're unbelievable. Look at Uber. I read the terms and services about a year ago on it and uninstalled it on my little traveling surveillance system known as a smartphone because it said we may choose to switch it on and off and monitor where your location when we want. Before, it said when you activate the app, then we track your location. Now Uber has just flipped the switch with the Trojan horse and has announced everywhere you go, it tracks you 24 hours a day and logs where you're going. It's now turned out it's been used in divorce cases, you name it. They're also selling the data to other companies. So it's total data mining. They've opened up their own little private NSA, and that's why Uber should go away. I want competition, but they, with the whole mafia system that Uber's become, and with folks like Rahm Emanuel's brother, are just absolutely gaming people up one side and down the other, and people should really not use Uber. It goes in against monopolies in cities to be the only open source type computer system that there can be that circumvents taxis. I say let it be a free-for-all, let the market decide it. And the market should say to Uber, I will take a regular taxi, or I will walk, or I will take a bus, or I will call a black car service before I will use Uber because you are Uber bad, Uber surveillance. Again, that's just one of the articles we have. Cash is no longer king. The phasing out of physical money has begun. Lost and found. Japan tags dementia sufferers with barcodes. Survey reveals Americans don't trust scientists on GMOs. China claims it needs more nuclear weapons to deal with Trump. This is the type of articles I've got. I haven't even begun here. Now, let's get to some of the good news here. Climate changists, that's their political group, or I guess religion, are throwing fits over Trump's EPA pick. Dan Lyman, Infowars.com. Scott Pruitt threatens future of global warming agenda. And he's the Attorney General of Oklahoma. He's about to be the new EPA chief. And he's come out, just like Senator Inhofe, and said, it's a total fraud. There's always climate change. Why are we the only ones shutting off our power plants, and ours are totally clean, and China's and Mexico are totally dirty? This is bull, even if you believe that carbon dioxide is, you know, killing the earth, when it actually is what plants breathe. So they call him a climate change denialist. First, it was the earth was going to freeze. Then it was going to be global warming in the 90s and 2000s. Now it's just we're denying climate change. No, there's always been climate change. The earth generally was hotter. It's been in a cooling cycle, but there are sub-cycles within it. The sun is on an 11-year cycle, 120-year cycle. The astrophysicists know this, but they sit there and talk to you like you're two-year-olds and say, the latest globalist witch hunt is on, as the New York Times declared incoming EPA head Scott Pruitt a climate change denialist. So if you say Obamacare isn't free and there are no death panels and no IRS penalties, even though there are, you are fake news. If you do not agree with Hillary, you're alt-right. They define reality because they said so. And if you are a climate change denialist, even though none of us deny that climate changes, they've now just written it so broad where, you know, they can't ever be wrong. If it goes up, goes down, stays the same, doesn't matter. Tornadoes, storms, it's all your fault. They come out and say hurricanes are at all-time high. They're at an all-time recorded low the last 100 years. That's the Weather Channel. Doesn't matter. They just tell you, look at the hurricanes. I'm Leonardo DiCaprio. Look at me. I'm a child star. I go to rock concerts. I have rosy red cheeks. Listen to me. I'm a scientist. I mean, what is this? And so he's a denial of the New York Times. Infowars.com, and there are dozens of sites, not just mine, is bigger than the New York Times online. And their paper edition is a small part of them. So Infowars is bigger than the New York Times, but the only way that they're a little bit bigger than InfoWars in reality is it's still the talking point for the entire mainstream media. But as standalone, their talking point memo that is the New York Times, InfoWars is bigger online according to Quantcast and all the major services. It's a total delusion. But still conservatives go, oh my gosh, they're attacking me in the New York Times. Alex, how you taking it? You're getting attacked on Comedy Central, CNN, HBO, every channel. Every time I turn the TV on, family you know, calls me and says, every time we turn the TV on, it's you. We turn the radio on, it's you. And they're saying things that aren't true. How you taking it? And I said, really good. I've been celebrating with some porterhouse steaks. I don't normally treat myself to a porterhouse, you know, when they go home and pass out from it. No alcohol needed. I'll take a Lyft or a car, not because I'm drinking, but because I'm going to eat so much red meat, I'm going to almost pass out, you know, driving. And I've just been having to have porterhouses once a week now, just in celebration. I don't do the champagne anymore, so I just do the porterhouse. I normally would just have like a bone-in ribeye or something. I've been celebrating with porterhouses lately and cheese gratin potatoes. Used to was a filet mignon, you know, when I celebrated, you know, to try to not gain any weight here. But I'm just sorry. Celebrations of this level have to happen. This is a defunct, degenerate, discredited group. And they're lying about me and twisting stuff and dissembling. Thank God they have already all lost their credibility. And this just shows we're so successful. They know they can't keep the public from us now. So they want to psychologically inoculate people to never believe what we're saying or to go look at what we're saying. I'm showing you what they say. I'm going to show Obama lying to a black lady saying he's going to get her a house, and then I'm going to show you Donald Trump delivering and then never telling anyone. The complete polar opposite. I'm going to show you truth that's incontrovertible, and that's what they can't stand. I'm going to show you Michael Moore when we come back. with six bodyguards. But he says, you can't have a gun. And he implies Trump's going to be killed straight ahead. And then Hillary and Brian Williams, of all people, take to the road in a crusade against fake news. That's funny.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Katie Armour raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmour.com. CATIarmour.com. Come and take it.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Coming up, we'll look at the Donald Trump nobody knows about, the one that he hides because he wants to act like a tough guy all the time. But there's always balance in somebody that is hard-nosed and strong, who's not evil. They'll also have a big sweet side to them. That's coming up. But we've got people out there like Hillary Clinton, who's now giving speeches all over the country. We're going to play it here in a moment. saying that we should ban fake news and ban the alt-right. And Brian Williams goes on TV, who was caught in 20-something major lies. Once they started investigating the fact that he said that he was shot down by a rocket-propelled grenade or RPG over Iraq in a helicopter. Shot down by an RPG. Then it was he was 2 hours behind a helicopter that was shot down. And then he wasn't even behind a helicopter that was shot down. But this is what he sits around and tells people. And Hillary does the same thing. We really should take the two of them and combine them together in a little video. I was shot down by a rocket-propelled grenade and show Hillary. I was in Bosnia under sniper fire, and then it shows her getting off the plane. It's not true. And then cut to them talking about fake news. That's a promo we're going to cut today for the nightly news. But first, let's go to Michael Moore. If this isn't a threat, I don't know what is. He comes out and he says, you know, something could happen to Trump in the next, what is it, 41 days? Let me check my calendar here. 41 days. Trust my memory, but verify. 41 days until 45 actually gets in, and his lordship, the star of Return of the Jedi, Jabba, Michael Moore Huttus, Hippocritus Maximus, says something crazy could happen to stop Trump becoming president. This is the same guy that predicted he would actually win because he knew the polls were fake and he knew the inside baseball. So let's go ahead and play his lordship.
Fine. I made that prediction.
You called it.
So I'd like to make another one tonight.
We're very excited.
And get your moan on, audience.
they're practice. Yeah.
He's not president of the United States yet.
Yeah.
He's not president, right? He's not president till noon on January 20th of 2017. This is Wednesday night?
Yeah.
So that's more than 6 weeks away. Would you not agree, regardless what side of the political fence you're on, this has been the craziest election year?
It certainly has.
Nothing anyone has predicted has happened.
Yeah.
The opposite has happened.
Yes.
So is it possible, just possible, that in these next 6 weeks, something else might happen?
Yeah.
Something crazy, something we're not expecting.
Okay, so he says that no one predicted things accurately. No, I predicted them exactly accurately. And so did Ann Coulter. And so did Matt Drudge. And so did Jesse James. And so did Roger Stone. And so did a lot of other people. See, that's why you call us the fake news, because we're way more accurate than you, because we're not beholden to anybody except our audience. And they want the truth. We want the truth. We want freedom. We want low taxes. We want to be able to live our lives as we see fit, practice our religion, not practice it. We're Americans. Stop calling us racist. Stop trying to create a racial divide. But we've seen the New York Times, Newsweek, Time Magazine, the LA Times, so many publications, I can't remember them all. I know all those did it, saying, man, somebody needs to kill Trump. Somebody needs to put a bullet in. There have been Hollywood producers that go out and say, I will pay for someone to kill him. I'm serious. Here's my Facebook address. I'm ready to finance it. I got to be careful even saying that. Mainstream media is so deceptive now, folks. They might even take what I just said and play it and say, I said it. That's the level of deception. And then they're going to wonder if something happens to Trump or Trump supporters who are being killed and beaten and burned out of their houses all over the country. And then they sit there and go, Alex Jones said a pizzeria had a torture dungeon under it and they were killing kids at Comet Ping Pong. I never said any such thing and my reporters didn't. But see, that's how they strawman to divert off all the other Podesta emails. And it's why people don't believe you. Not even the brightest bulbs believe you anymore. You had a 6% trust rate in a big national study by AP that of their own readers that said, we don't trust you. 6%. That was before the election. Is it possible to be in negative numbers? I mean, you've got a few cult members following you. When we come back, we're going to play Hillary and Brian Williams. This is amazing.
We're on
this
the march.
This is gold.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Yeah! Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I want you. By the way, I've been so busy battling the globalists that I can't even keep track of all the attacks. But let me just tell you, the attacks that InfoWars.com and yours truly and my entire crew are under are, let's not exaggerate, 10 times any previous record. It seemed to hit a crescendo the last 2 days. It's gone down a little bit. Which I think is terrible. I hope they actually intensify the attacks because it only drives their audience to us. And they know that, but they're so desperate to discredit us that they just can't help it. But we've got big news on the censorship front that I'm going to get to that just broke at InfoWars.com, DrudgeReport.com, linked to an article yesterday where Facebook was censoring links to our videos and articles, and we had screenshots of them officially doing it. Now Reddit has made us verboten. Anything with Alex Jones or InfoWars.com or my name is banned. And it was big national news when they banned Pizzagate. But now the EU came out on Monday and they said you have 24 hours, Reddit, Google, Facebook, Twitter, and over 100 other big tech companies that they listed to block Infowars.com, Breitbart, and Drudge and others. And, you know, when Breitbart gets blocked, we do stories every day. When they get kicked off of things like Apple with their app, or they get blocked, or BMW or Kellogg's comes out and boycotts them with advertising, we're like, hey, stand for Breitbart. And then Drudge links to them, too, and supports them. And then I'm not seeing reciprocal love from Breitbart, but I'm just going to keep defending Breitbart. I like Breitbart. I like Bannon. He doesn't really run it now. I know that. He's too busy running the country with Trump. But the point is, we're all in this together. See, if they would have arrested and put Michael Moore in prison for his political film Fahrenheit 9/11, I would be standing up for his release. But when Dinesh D'Souza gets thrown in prison, the Young Turks and Michael Moore basically applaud it and call him a criminal and laugh at him. This is crazy. I mean, people I don't like, I don't want to be put in prison for their speech because, duh, it'll happen to me next. So, not griping at Breitbart. Breitbart's had some nice articles about us and supported us some, and that's fine. It isn't that I need their traffic. I don't care about the traffic. I hope they're 10 times bigger than us, okay? I want to defeat the New World Order. I'm under attack worse than Breitbart, okay? We're the front line. They're demonizing us everywhere and starting to censor us all over the place, and it's being done by stealth so that there's not any noise. Nobody knows where we go. We just kind of blip off the radar screen. That's how authoritarianism operates, okay? So Buckley's technical on Reddit, loves Reddit. He's a big Redditor. I like Reddit, too. I'm kind of a moron when it comes to tech stuff and all the different platforms. I just like to read the stuff. I don't understand all the little idiosyncratic stuff that goes on with it, but it's just wild to know. No InfoWars links, no Prison Planet links. They just make the links invisible, just like their censorship's invisible. You just, where'd Alex go? Oh, Alex, who's he? That's a conspiracy theory. Don't say that exists. That's fake news. So this is a big deal. And as I've said, I spent $250,000, which sounds like a lot of money. It's not on the Rush Limbaugh show, to buy a month of advertising when there was a boycott against him. Now two things happened, because there's kind of a graph here. People were paying at that time half as much as they were previously for Limbaugh. He was in the middle of a giant controversy. He had record ratings. This was like 6 years ago. They were trying to kick him off the air. So the price of the advertising had gone down, but the ratings had gone up. So I'm an entrepreneur. I want to make money to fund our operation and take care of my family. So ratings are up. Cost is down. I spent $250,000 on the Rush Limbaugh show and made a whole point of doing it. And then I got Ted Anderson to spend with his gold company $1 million. That's $1,250,000 or $1,250,000. And some of my listeners didn't get it. They go, you've sold out. He's an establishment right winger. What are you doing on there? I said, do you care if I'm advertising the truth about the New World Order and about globalism and promoting films that expose it? Aren't you glad? I see your point. We're going to change Rush Limbaugh. We're going to change Sean Hannity. We're going to change Tucker Carlson. We're going to make it safe for them to say what they really think, because I happen to know behind the scenes, they know everything we're talking about's accurate.
Right, exactly. And that's where, where do missionaries go? They go where the heathens are, right? I mean, we can sit here inside of our own bubble all day long and talk to each other and encourage each other, but we need to get out inside the world and go where everybody else is and sort of open them up to the ideas that we discuss here. And so when Alex is talking about how Reddit has censored us, it's really sort of a sneaky, nefarious thing, because what they've done is they've shadow banned any InfoWars links or any associations to Alex.
And it was the Reddit community that pointed this out to us.
Exactly. And what that means is that, yes, you can go into friendly subreddits such as the Donald and the InfoWars subreddit, and you can post InfoWars links, but What happens is the bots go in and they downvote them, boom, 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 which is against the terms of service there. And then there's also these CTR people, the correct the record people that Hillary Clinton has going into those subs and brigading them, which means downvoting them more, boom, 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 down. And then secondarily, what happens is, and the shadow banning is that it keeps those links inside of those subreddits, so they never have the opportunity to go out of the subreddit and get the exposure that any other link across Reddit would get. And so millions of people would be able to see them as opposed to the hundreds of thousands in the Donald or the
And the reason they do this is, in a free market of ideas, we will be number one. We're already number one. And I'm not bragging. Listeners, InfoWars, if you add all of our platforms, everything we do, just our platforms, not the other people that we allow to copy our stuff. We need to do a true audit and really try to give people a more accurate number. It's much bigger. 40-plus million is our new baseline. Okay, we go above that. Our top peak ever is almost, it was like 84-plus million just on our platforms, AM, FM, shortwave, internet, YouTube, you know, videos, Reddit, all of it, Facebook videos, all of it. This is views, not impressions, not reach, not all those, not hits, but views and listens, actual real people listening, 85 million. Now,
right, and
that's why they're in panic mode, folks. So 40 million people a week. That's the whole audience of NPR. We're now as big as NPR that gets $400+ million from the government every year of your taxpayer money, and then hundreds of millions of Rockefeller money and all the rest of it. For a fraction of that, we are annihilating them, and they do not know what to do, and we're growing and they're declining. So their answer is just disappear us. Go ahead.
Right. And, you know, just to add to that is we actually did some metrics testing for the last month, and we came up with really solid numbers, not blown up numbers to try to get advertisers to sell. We were really looking at it to analyze it for ourselves.
Because a certain person asked for it?
Yeah, and we came up with, in the last 30 days, which does include the election cycle, we reached around 380 million people. 380 million individual views, clicks on the website, etc. I mean, that is a massive, massive number. And that also goes back into talking about Reddit. You know, the subreddit of the Donald, which is the acolytes of Donald Trump, which have been in there. They've been fighting. They've been talking. It's a wonderful subreddit. I really suggest anybody check it out.
Yeah, they've taken Reddit over with free speech and being funny and being interesting.
Exactly.
And now they're slowly being strangled by Reddit.
Exactly. So usually the posts that go on in there get hundreds of thousands of upvotes, which means that everybody is supporting it and pushing it up. And they used to dominate what's called the front page of Reddit, where anybody that goes onto Reddit gets to see that. And what they've done is they've clamped down and they've created these new rules that only apply to people that support Donald Trump that crushes down the exposure that they can get.
And by the way, I have an idea. I know how to counter them. And I had this idea about 10 years ago on YouTube, and people did it for a while, and it really worked. It's like we had Google bombs that worked for 2 years, and they changed the algorithm. We have to keep testing. I think we should start having some people with satire be really stupid and silly and start a Reddit that's the anti-Trump, anti-InfoWars, but only be in there being sarcastic and just like, yes, horrible that he wants to cut taxes and brought all these jobs back and just make it the most sickening satire.
That's pretty hilarious.
I totally agree with Obama. It was really hard being a community organizer, getting all those scholarships, and then being run for state senate, U.S. Senate, and just 6 years later being president. Yeah, he's got a lot of real-world experience, unlike that guy that works 20 hours a day and has hundreds of thousands of employees and does all this stuff.
I don't know, Alex. All that would be fake news like CNN and ABC and MSNBC.
No, I'm being sarcastic. I know.
And just throw it on there. That's the irony. Now we're just looping around in this weird recursive psychological loop, you know? The bottom line is that right now, there are very subtle attacks on our freedoms, our freedom of speech, us being able to go.
Well, I wouldn't call them subtle. I'd call them stealth or giant. The EU coming out saying to all these platforms, ban InfoWars, ban Drudge. I mean, they listed us, the frickin' unaccountable, dictatorial EU superstate that's announced it's going to roll troops into France and Germany and other countries if they try to leave the euro.
Exactly.
I mean, this is incredible.
No, but here's the heartening thing. This is the beautiful thing. And I don't remember exactly who said this quote, and I'm going to misquote it. But, you know, first they laugh at you. then they ridicule you, then they fight you, and then you win. Is that how it goes?
Yeah, there's different variants, but it's basically first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win.
And where are we right now? They're attacking us. Right? That's where we are. I mean, we already won. Donald Trump, he won the election twice. He won it once, and then did a recount, and then he got more votes. So he won the election twice, and then now they're fighting us as hard as they can, and we're about to win because people are waking up all over the world.
Oh, globally. I agree. They're desperately trying to restrict us. Thank you, Buckley. And by the way, I had this idea on Monday. They launched it on Tuesday or Wednesday, and I said it's only going to be up for a few days. It ends in a couple hours. I want to get 100,000 signatures. We're close to that. Infowars.com. When you go there, it's a pop-up on the front page, but only the first time you visit it each day. It isn't a recurring pop-up. And you sign on the petition, and then we will send it to Donald Trump, president-elect. We'll send it to Congress and others, and if you click another button on there, we'll also send you free speech updates and special alerts, because I'm getting ready to launch a major coalition and major movement, a major website to defend free speech, because we're going to have to do it. So Infowars.com to find that. You can also sign up for our free newsletter to get daily news updates at Infowars.com/newsletter. In fact, let's put a link to this petition on the newsletter. And I know said only run it for 3 days. Let's run it for three more. Let's start the clock again and run it through Monday so people can sign on to this at Infowars.com/newsletter. There's the newsletter to get our news and videos and promo codes and coupon codes for the store. That's one reason to sign up, Infowars.com/newsletter. But on there, we'll also put a link to the petition page with this petition. We're going to add that link to Infowars.com/newsletter in case you've got pop-up blockers and you're not able to find the petition. So that's, again, Infowars.com/newsletter. Okay, I got a long way to go in a short time to get there. I kind of segued off into that. The article's up on Infowars.com. Reddit shadow bans Infowars as fake news war accelerates. Censorship purge of dissenting opinion knows no bounds. And Paul also links in this article to the real fake news that is the mainstream media that's now telling us that we are the fake news and then calling for us to be banned. So that's up on Infowars.com. This is an Infowar. Please get it out to everybody you know. Now, I'm going to get to Hillary and Brian Williams and others here in a moment. I mean, these are people that claim that they were in combat. I think you're a total idiot. But before I do that, I want to briefly ask you all for your continued support. DNA Force is our flagship super product. It is the best overall antioxidant formula out there. It's beyond that. It cleans out your cells, your mitochondrial systems, your engines. It has patented BioPQQ. A lot of fake BioPQQ out there, folks. This is the real BioPQQ, the only one that is from an organic form that the Japanese have patented, but it's produced right here in the U.S. by Mitsubishi America. That one ingredient is 40-something bucks of product in each bottle. That's why it's $100 when it's discounted at 25%. Stuff they sell at major medical facilities is $300 to $500 or $600 bucks, and the formulas aren't even as strong, okay? That's what, in fact, my dad pretty much designed this with Dr. Group, and he's a chemist and run hundreds of medical facilities. I mean, he's worked on taking things to the drug process and having them approved. So that's why he said, look, by law, we can actually put something out as a supplement that is far beyond that. And it's got hundreds and hundreds of five-star reviews, gives me incredible energy, weight loss, you name it. So that's InfoWarsLife.com, 25% off DNA Force. And we have to always sell out by year end or we get hit with, you know, inventory taxes. So it's going to sell out in the next few days. DNA Force, InfoWarsLife.com. And we got some products that are $9.95 at InfoWarsLife.com as well. That's $102, normally $130-something, so it's 20% off, 25% off right now. We also have revolutionary new outdoor survival gear now available at InfoWarsStore.com. The next generation of super high-quality outdoor survival gear is now live at the store, InfoWarsStore.com. We just go out and find the very best sellers, the highest rated stuff, buy a bunch of it, discount it. You shop with the good guys. It funds our operation. It's a win-win. So we have the lowest prices out there. You've already seen the highest rated solar generators, rechargeable battery packs, and storable food on the InfoWars store at InfoWarsStore.com for exclusively low prices. Now we have partnered with leading manufacturer of solar tents, sleeping bags, and revolutionary new hydration packs. They're the very best out there without breaking the bank. The innovative new hydration packs available at InfoWarsStore.com allow you to connect with your own water bottle or other drink instead of using a water bladder that could be contaminated when you put different types of liquids in it, say like iced tea or Gatorade or whatever it is you want. Water bladders are breeding grounds for bacteria that can easily become toxic and make you sick. See the full catalog of survival tents, sleeping bags, and revolutionary new hydration packs for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of other great items have been added as well. And we're under attack. We need your support now more than ever. And it's about to sell out. It's only in a couple sizes. The red shirt, Trump is my president, on the front, InfoWars.com, legalized freedom, a Ron Paul slogan on the back. We also have the new Hillary for President 2017 with George Soros needs to be deported, and he is shown as a goblin. The all-new BrainForce Plus is now back in stock, 20% more in each bottle, and it's a stronger formula per powdered caplet. They are horse pills, folks. But you want a nootropic, you want a natural boost, this is it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Okay, I'm done plugging. Thank you all for your support. It makes great Christmas gifts. You can also put a note, you know, when it's sent with a receipt, and send it to friends and family, maybe X2, a book, a film, whatever it is, the gift of life, and it supports our broadcast. Because you can have it delivered right to whoever you want as a Christmas gift. Just put a note at checkout there in the comment, and that'll be printed off and put with it. InfoWarsStore.com. You make the InfoWar possible. You are the InfoWar. Hillary Clinton, straight ahead.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Want to make extra cash working from home? Here's a completely legal and ethical opportunity to create a steady income stream from your computer without selling, without convincing, and without any experience or special skills. Regular people like you are paying off their debts, quitting their jobs, and becoming financially free. This is your chance to join them. To see concrete proof and learn more, go to paidinyoursleep.com and watch the free video, No Strings Attached. That's P-A-I-D, inyoursleep.com. Don't pass this up. Go to paidinyoursleep.com.
said I'd already sort of gotten into the news about Trump and his penchant for secretly helping poor people with free cars, houses, jobs, food, predominantly African Americans. I hate to use politically correct terms, but then whatever. I just want everybody to live in peace and be happy. That's how political correctness starts. It starts with something that sounds simple and sounds reasonable, but then they change the word you're supposed to use, and it's all about the government and the universities and the mainstream media telling you how you can talk and what you can say and how you can live. That's called being in a cult. And speaking of a cult, Hillary Clinton, I'm going to play this clip first, has crawled out from under that proverbial rock. Then we'll play Brian Williams. And she's warned the world of fake news. That's just amazing, isn't it? This is the woman caught rigging the debates. I mean, we knew it was 2-1 and 3-1 of the debates, but it came out, it was rigged. And it came out in the Democratic debates, it was rigged, and they were getting the questions beforehand. But they were coordinating everything from Comedy Central to CNN. Here she comes to save the day. Crooked Hillary speaks out against fake news. There's no need to fear. Anti-corruption Hillary Clinton is here. And Joe Scarborough, when there's not dead interns found in his office, he's battling fake news. Thank goodness. And he sits there next to Mika Brzezinski, whose father's a famous war criminal that brags he helped fund Pol Pot in his own book. But see, the general public doesn't know what monsters they're looking at. I'm not saying Scarborough's a bad person. He just wants to get rid of his competition, his free speech. That's not bad. Wanting to shut us up, you know, wanting to stick a rag in our mouth and then tie us up politically. Nothing wrong with gagging somebody. Things usually get a lot better after that point, don't they? The mainstream media drives around in its little ice cream truck going, we got puppies, kittens, free chocolate, candy. Don't. And we're all like out in the front yard like parents. Don't get in the van, kids. They're like, don't listen to that guy. He's fake news. We were against the Iraq war. We told you Trump was going to win. We're just right basically about everything. Told you Obamacare was a scam. But it doesn't matter because they say we're bad. Here is Her Highness, who's announced, Kit Daniels, Infowars.com, Hillary ignites Soros-funded purple revolution against Trump. Oh, they're not giving up. They almost had America dead in the water. They almost had America strangled. They almost had it over. They had their foot on our neck, and they're not going to stop. Harry Reid and Schumer and her all laughing. Let's go to her lordship. Here it is.
The epidemic of malicious fake news and false propaganda that flooded social media over the past year, it's now clear that so-called fake news can have real-world consequences.
Yeah, you lost the election.
This isn't about politics or partisanship. Lives are at risk. Lives of ordinary people just trying to go about their days to do their jobs, contribute to their communities. It's a danger that must be addressed and addressed quickly. Bipartisan legislation is making its way through Congress to boost the government's response to foreign propaganda, and Silicon Valley is starting to grapple with the challenge and threat of fake news. It's imperative that leaders in both the private sector and the public sector step up to protect our democracy and innocent lives.
Oh, really? The Washington Post had to retract that Russian agents were running things. You want to shut down your competition. You want to end free speech. But they're hiding it in plain view. What monsters? She's the female Brian Williams.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours.